Thank you. Hello everyone and welcome back to Uncommon Sense, the most uncommon place on the internet where we question everything and learn together. I am your host, Billy the Kid, and my good friend,
Uncle Butch.
How y'all doing?
Oh, you froze again.
I froze.
Y'all missed that now. Oh man, y'all. I guess my redneck's coming out.
Huh? Y'all. Is it like a small town thing? Because, I don't know.
I don't think.
You don't have to be Southern to say y'all. I don't care what y'all say. You know what I say to that? Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Oh, bless your heart. Anyway.
So, we're just going to talk about something. Do a little reaction video.
Sorry, I'm fixing the camera, guys. Jordy? It was trying to cut your chin off.
Anyway, we're going to do a reactionary reaction video, another one for you guys. But however, and we do appreciate all the suggestions that we've received so far. We are looking into doing some of those in the near future, so stay tuned for that.
But we do have a couple that we are going to do just because we want to do them
right
before then. So, stay tuned for those, because...
Yes, those will...
We're full of surprises.
Yeah, full of surprises on this one. Today, what we're going to talk about is a press release by the Oregon State Legislature. And, let's see, what's the press release say? Let's see if we can bring it up over here.
Do my thing. Get some headphones on if you could. Huh?
Yeah.
Oops.
Did I do that? All right. And for y'all that missed it.
Hi, y'all. Bing, bing.
Okay. All right. So, the press release actually reads as follows. And see if you can follow along with this here.
Okay,
Oregon, highlight that.
Yeah, that's what we're reading, but it's going to be... Wait, where did it go? Oh, did we not open it? I thought we had it opened.
It reads, Democrats take action to protect Oregon communities.
Oh, that's why. Okay, it's this one here.
It's this one. Ain't it? The same one.
It's the same thing, just different parts of
different
it.
Different parts. All right.
So, if you want to start from the beginning, we can open it again.
Yeah. All right. So, this is how the press release reads. And this, if you scroll up a little bit, this is from the Senate Majority Office, House Majority Office, which right now, as everyone knows, and let me get out of the camera there. I was leaning into it way too close. That is almost like 3D. People were able to see, you know, right through my ears and notice that there's nothing in between.
No.
But this is from, everyone knows that the Democrats control the House at this time in the state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So,
just putting that out there.
Just going to put that out
Democrats
there.
Take action to protect Oregon communities.
Now, new laws will keep guns out of the hands of dangerous criminals, work to fix the public defense crisis, establish penalties for possession of fentanyl, and more.
Yeah, because they're the ones that were like, oh, hey, let's make it legal for everybody to carry meth and everything in their pockets. It's small amounts. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. If it's all just for personal use, no. Oh, you got a kilo?
Oh, so now they're going to turn that around and be like, oh, wait, we need to make laws to... What are they going to sneak into those laws?
Right.
Just, you know.
Just throwing it out there.
Throwing that out there.
Yeah.
And all these laws they've passed previously, have they done anything to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous criminals?
Let's see. A dangerous criminal as someone who breaks the law, right?
Yeah.
And usually in a dangerous manner, usually with violence or, you know, something along those lines. And
the use of weapons that were obtained, illegally?
Illegally,
unlawfully?
Yes. Unlawfully.
That's their new favorite word, so I think we're going to start using it more. Yeah. Unlawfully.
Yeah.
Obtained firearms. Is that maybe because they don't follow the law?
Right.
It's weird how that works. Yeah.
And these are criminals who, don't follow the law, so I doubt you're going to be able to keep the firearms out of the hands of dangerous criminals who don't follow
The law in the first place.
Right.
So, who are you really keeping the guns from?
Well, let's see. Must be, law-abiding citizens who've done no crimes and that they want to take their rights away.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound right to me. Maybe I'm a little old fashioned. Does that sound right to you?
No.
Something smells in here. I think it's a...
It's the government.
Smells like the government.
The government smells real fishy.
The government.
Listen here, Governor. Speaking of the governor.
All right.
What date was this? August 21st, 2023. On that day, Oregon legislature's public safety champions joined Governor Tina Kotek as she signed a slew of bills aimed at protecting Oregonians' safety in communities across the state.
Now, this is how she plans on doing this. This is how they plan on doing this.
This is how they're protecting us.
This is the Oregon Democrats here protecting us.
The legislation signed into law will keep guns out of the hands of dangerous criminals. That's a statement.
Yeah.
Like, it's for sure.
Yeah.
This is the one that's going to do it.
I think...
I know all those other ones, they haven't worked. It hasn't worked. But this one is... It's going to do it. It's going to work.
Hell, it's failed before, but we're going to try the same thing again, okay?
Again? 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 Again?
Idiots.
What do they call that? When you continue to try the same thing over and over again. Never changing your hypothesis. Always, never changing your strategy.
Always come up with the same results.
What's that called?
Insanity.
Didn't we used to have asylums for people like that?
Used to. Now we elect them in the government.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's smart.
Oh, yeah. Let's pay him to be crazy.
Yeah. Lots of money, which we'll get to later.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later.
Improving public safety is a top priority for Oregon Democrats.
And you're about to see how.
In 2023, the House and Senate Democratic caucuses worked to pass urgent, impactful solutions to make Oregon communities safe for everyone.
Right. Impactful solutions.
To make them safe for everyone.
Right. Now, if you see here, it says preventing gun crimes. This is how they plan on doing it. Now, this is their statement on how they're doing it. But let's take a look at the House bill itself.
Let's see what this says really quick. Ghost guns and unserialized and undetectable. Are unserialized and undetectable, making them the gun of choice for gun traffickers, violent criminals, and people legally prohibited from buying firearms.
Yeah, we just talked about how criminals obey laws in the first place. So, yeah, they'll stop.
Yeah, they're just going to stop building stuff.
Yeah.
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 They're just going to stop it because we told them not to.
Right.
Because they've done that before, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Criminals.
Criminals.
They're good at listening to rules and regulations and laws and things.
You know, like that one guy that got out of prison, was let out by Tina Kotek.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a few of those criminals let out by Tina Kotek.
He was in for rape.
Uh-huh.
And assault.
I don't know exactly which one you're talking about, because to be honest, there's a few of them that she's let out. Several, shall we say.
Well, she released him back into the same area.
Uh-huh.
Where his victim.
Yeah, I know. Lived. There was a whole thing on it on the like Coin 6 right. News or KGW or one of those.
But instead of reattacking the victim, what he did is he actually reoffended by raping another person and assaulting her.
Mm-hmm.
With a weapon. But it'll work this time.
Yeah. This time.
All right.
And they basically made a promise. Like, that was a statement right there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, real quick, though, before we move on, I do want to say something. For law-abiding citizens.
Oh, yes.
If our First Amendment still applies to the modern day, it applies to the internet, to our social media, to...
It applies to news organizations.
Modern-day news organizations and the press the way it is today.
Yep.
We don't print newspapers like we used to.
No.
Okay. There are still local newspapers, yes, in some places.
Right.
But most of our news comes via the internet. With that said, if the First Amendment applies to modern-day press, why is it they keep trying to convince us that the Second Amendment does not apply to modern-day weaponry?
Right.
So if I wanted to own an F-16, say.
Yes.
I have my pilot license and I can fly it around.
And you can afford it.
And I can afford it.
Right. You might have got it off of eBay.
Yeah. Bought it from Elon Musk? No, I'm just kidding.
But from some Taliban guys from Afghanistan.
It doesn't matter how I obtained it, okay?
Yeah. Everything's there but the manual.
Right. I got it secondhand. It's whatever.
Somebody left them all there in Afghanistan.
I had to file for a, you know, lost title, whatever. However I illegally obtained my F-16 is beside the point. Right. Okay. My point is that in modern day...
Yeah.
My Second Amendment should apply to modern-day weaponry just as it applies, as the First Amendment applies to modern-day press and
First speech.
Amendment free speech.
Right.
Yes.
And modern-day churches to ride together. Freedom of religion. That's another one.
Mm-hmm. So and freedom to gather in whatever pub we wish to discuss our grievances.
I prefer to discuss my pub or my grievances in Tun Tavern. So. Indeed.
Now, shall we throw the tea?
I need to show this hat off real quick here.
Oh, yes. You got that yesterday. Wasn't it yesterday?
You got this yesterday.
Yes, it was.
From a friend and a viewer. And I thoroughly enjoy it. I love the hat. I usually wear different hats on different shows. Sometimes the same hat, you know. But I usually have a good collection of hats, and I've been getting some hats from viewers. So if you want to keep that up, you want to send Billy a hat, get the information, just email us.
Come on.
Or send us a direct message. Anyway, let's get to that Senate bill up here. Not this one. The first one that the House Bill 2005.
House Bill 2005.
Let's see what House Bill 2005. Oh, wait a minute.
What does that say?
Relating to firearms and declaring an emergency. They wouldn't do that.
No, because they only did it like, I don't know, like 20,000 times in 2020.
Right. They're going to declare an emergency. That's why House Bill 2005
says. Here's the really frustrating part. You know who gave the government the ability to declare emergencies? Uninformed citizens of America.
Right.
Having no idea what they were voting for and what all of that entailed. That one word, emergency. What all does that entail?
Yeah. What kind of an emergency?
Declaring emergencies basically strips us from our rights.
Right.
Temporarily, of course.
But that's a 10th Amendment violation. And I think we need to start holding the government more accountable. They answer to us. We don't answer to them. And that's what they need to understand.
Something needs to be changed to where even when a state of emergency is declared,
right,
that we the people still have a say in what happens during said emergency.
Right. Or if it's an emergency in the first place.
Exactly. Not. Yet another thing. Maybe we need to vote on it. How many people feel like we're in an emergency right now?
Right.
An emergency of what?
Yeah. Now, is this a statewide or a countywide emergency?
Right. Is this just like a Portland thing?
Right.
Because, yeah, y'all might be feeling like you're in an emergency state up there. Maybe you should fix your local laws up there. And that's another thing, is that I don't think... I'm going to come down on us for a minute, the people. Because I don't think we have taken enough accountability for what we've done to our country. For what we have allowed the governments of our states to do to our country as a whole.
Right.
Because it comes down to each county, each state, what we have allowed them to do has affected our country as a whole.
Yes, it has. So we need to redefine.
And we need to take that personal accountability and realize we screwed up, you guys.
Yeah.
All of us, even those of us that voted correctly and voted against giving the government more power, we didn't speak out enough. Right. We didn't preach enough, shall I say.
Right. We weren't informed enough to inform other people. That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to...
We all need to be more informed.
Yes. So let's take a look at House Bill 2005.
Defines undetectable firearm. Punishes manufacturing, importing, offering for sale, or transferring undetectable firearm by maximum of 10 years imprisonment and a $250,000 fine, or both.
Right. Huh. That's what House Bill 2005 is? Huh. Let's take a look at the revenue impact real quick and see what kind of... Oh, wait. Minimal impact.
Minimal impact.
What?
So we opened all of these, and they all say virtually...
Minimal impact.
The same thing.
So, minimal revenue impact. Wow. And for the fiscal year, let's take a look at that. This is the fiscal impact of the House Bill 2005. Oh, man.
So these are the people that have
reviewed it.
Yeah,
and that Emily Coates is the person that prepared the document. And this is what they want to do. This is what they intend to do.
And I think we need to start keeping our eyes on these people here. The ones that prepare this stuff, the ones that review it and say, yeah, we should do this.
Yes.
Who are these people?
Yep.
Do any of us know these people or what they're about? Any of that stuff.
I bet you they're all Democrats.
Also, we need to start making these peoples here and others like them that represent this type of garbage to our state legislatures.
Yeah.
We need to make them accountable. We need to start sending them letters, emails, whatever that you know, whatever the case may be. Call them. Blow up their phone. We need to make our point as citizens right. that we don't agree with what they've said or what they're doing or what they plan on doing.
Exactly.
And we can't do that if we're not informed about it. We've never heard of these people. Right. We have no idea what they're even doing behind these closed doors.
How many people have actually heard, seen that press release?
Probably very few.
Out of those few that have seen it, how many have actually looked into it like we're doing right now?
And the only reason that we have it is because we have subscribed to receive it.
Yes.
So you got to go do that. You got to go and say, hey, I want to have this information sent to my email every month. Right. Or every time something happens,
yep.
I want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you guys want, we can leave a link somewhere at some time as to how you can do that. Maybe we'll put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So go to Uncommon Sense for 2020 on Facebook, and we will get that link up there. So if you guys want to receive this type of information from your local Oregon government, they will send it to you. You will be informed.
Yes. All right, so let's look at the fiscal impact here. All right, for 2023 and 2025. Now, this is for ghost guns and people making their own firearms and everything else. If you want, read the information.
So, also, this would prevent anyone from inventing new forms of firearms.
Exactly.
So we're not allowed to have innovators in...
Right.
You know...
Exactly.
Regular citizens can't be innovators on things like firearms?
Yeah.
Because that's what that means. If you're not allowed to build your own...
You can't make anything new. You have to go with what's existing.
It's not just saying that you can't sell it without permission or without a certain license or something. It's saying that you can't build it.
You can't build it.
You can't even...
Right.
Yeah, you can't be a inventor anymore. It's not allowed.
Yeah. And up here at the top, it says it defines undetectable firearms as punishes manufacturing, importing, offering for sale, or transferring undetectable firearms.
Mm-hmm. And to manufacture something could simply be that guy that's fascinated with firearms.
Yeah.
In his basement, just wanting to make something new. Maybe something that's safer.
Yeah. Something that don't blow up in your hands or...
Yeah.
You know, throws a bolt back into your face. Or a slide arm. Yeah.
But he's not allowed to be an inventor anymore.
No.
Because, not anymore. Because he can't manufacture firearms.
Because of this law, this Senate bill, House bill.
So we got to think about the repercussions of this stuff, too. How does it affect everyone?
Right.
In the long run. Not just today, not just tomorrow.
How about 5 years from now?
So, say, you know, your son, or right. even your daughter, decides they are intrigued, fascinated by firearms. Right. Not in a bad way, because they want to, like, go shoot up their neighborhood, but because they want to make their own.
Right.
A better one.
Hey, that's pretty neat. I like that. I think I got a new idea of something to make it a little
better. A way to make that better. He can't do that anymore.
Nope.
So all of his invention ideas... They need to be thrown away because the government says he can't do that.
Right.
Just another way that they are dumbing down our society, preventing us from being our own entrepreneurs.
Yeah. They're shackling us, preventing us from, one, having our Second Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't say... just firearms that are from a company. It doesn't say firearms that are from, that have been serialized from.
It says arms.
A manufacturer.
Period.
It says arms. All arms. Not some arms. All arms. What part don't they get? Or is that what they're afraid of? Just an idea.
Aye, that's a good question, mate.
So you would think this would cost a lot of money for them to do this, right? With House Bill 2005, that's their primary thing on weapons. and protecting your communities. So how many people do you think it's going to take to do this? Oh, I don't know, 200, 300? What do you think, Billy?
Oh, at least.
Oh, yeah, 200-300 people to go around the whole state making sure that...
Maybe 420 people.
400, yeah.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. Oh, let's take a look here, the summary of the fiscal impact. Well, for 2023 to 2024 biennium, it's going to go... Wait,
300... Personal services, 326,816.
Right.
Services and supplies, 30,000.
It's going to cost 30,000 for supplies. To do this? They don't have just somebody on the side, so, hey, I'll go check this guy out. No? Nothing?
So... A total of $356,816.
Right.
Right. And is going to be distributed between how many positions?
Oh, let's see. We said 300-400, right?
Yeah. What's no,
this?
No, no.
What's this?
Two. Y'all. Two.
Just two people?
Two people we'll are going to be splitting $356,816.
Wow. Wow. That's scary. That comes out to, what is that,
478,408.
Yeah.
$178,408.
Per person.
Per person.
To do what? Two people to do the whole state of Oregon? That don't make a lot of sense
that
to me.
That tells me that there's really not any actual workload there.
Right. Someone's just getting paid for their position and title.
Yeah. Who's paying that, by the way?
Oh, wait. Taxpayers.
Huh. Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
I am.
We are paying it. You guys. You're paying that bill.
You're paying this right now.
If you live in Oregon, you're paying that bill right now. Or you will be once they pass their...
Right.
Yeah.
But this is how they're keeping communities safer.
Yeah. By taking all of this money to pay two people.
Right.
And keeping your children from being innovative when it comes to firearms.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, the real question I think everybody's probably asking right now is, where does the emergency come in? Yeah. We're asking the same thing. We haven't figured that out yet. So, maybe if y'all can help us figure that out, leave it in the comments below. Any links or information you
scroll
have.
Scroll down, read let a little us bit know. More. Maybe we missed it.
Because, we still have not figured out what exactly this emergency is.
Right. Here it is again. Go ahead and highlight that.
Which ones? Yeah.
All right, here. OSP anticipates needing two public service representatives. Four positions to address the additional background checks, resulting in a total of fiscal impact. Well, we told you that for two positions and associated costs. So the associated costs they gave them for supplies and such, $30,000. But wait, there's two people. That's only $15,000 each for supplies. Two people.
And that's supposed to cover 2 years. What is that, like pencils and paper?
Yeah. But scroll up again. I want to show them this. Right here for the fiscal impact. That is for 2023 to 2025. They must be able to get a lot of work done there within that 2 years. Mm-hmm. Within 2 years, they should be able to get a lot of work done. Two people.
Yeah.
And, they might need more people, right? For the coming years after that, say for fiscal years, the biennium of 2025 to 2027.
Yep. And that's what this is here.
Right. So, it's the...
Again.
It's the same budget.
Two people, same budget.
Same budget, two people. This does not make sense. How come this isn't making sense to me?
How come I still haven't figured out what the emergency is?
Yeah. They just want to declare...
None of this adds up, you guys. Because they want us to think 2 plus 2 equals 5.
And it doesn't. It really doesn't.
Okay, so where was the next one? Let's see. Right.
So the next one...
Well, no, that's the... We already read that.
Scroll down. Yeah, right there.
This here?
Yeah, House Bill 5506.
Don't we have that open already right here?
Yep.
5506.
There's House Bill 5506. And what does it do? What does it do? Well, let's take a look here at the summary.
Okay, wait, hold on, let's see. This session legislature public safety budget is also dedicated
$10 million for community violence prevention and intervention. Now that's what they're saying.
Where the House Bill 5506 comes in.
Yeah.
Through a fund created in 2022 as part of the Victim and Survivor Services Division of the Department of Justice to support programs like Healing Hurt People. And I haven't even heard of any of these.
Right.
Additionally, the legislature established a work group to study policy solutions to gun violence and suicide prevention.
Well, let's see if a lot of them weren't crazy in the first place. I'm going to use that. Because
and they have honestly, some kind of mental disorder. People... Okay, but here's the problem. We have mental disorders just racking up like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah.
Over the last decade.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We have young men committing suicide.
Yeah.
On a daily basis, because of the stress that is created by our legislatures and our government.
Our politicians and the liberal left.
And know, then you, yes.
Form to some kind of idealistic
And
nonsense.
Young men cannot do right by anyone.
Right.
They can't win for losing in this world. They are taught that chivalry is bad.
Yeah.
And yet, when they're not showing said chivalry, then they are not a man.
Right.
Then but by showing that chivalry, they're misogynistic.
Yeah.
They literally can't do right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
expected to go and work their little butts off every day. All day,
right.
Every day. But then, when they do that, then they're scorned for making more money than women.
Right.
Because they weren't willing to work those long hours at those hard jobs that no woman wants.
Right.
Except for maybe me, because I'm weird. Crazy. But that's my own mental disorder. Don't worry about me. I got my medication right here.
There you go.
Okay, so, I'm just putting that out there. Whoops, wrong thing. Sorry, guys. Okay, so House Bill 5506.
All right, now, 5506. Wait a minute. Relating to State Financial Administration. And declaring an emergency. There's that.
They keep saying they're declaring emergency, but they have not told us what the emergency is.
Or what it's for.
What it's for, why, what they... If there's an emergency, shouldn't we be all, like, running scared right now? Like, what am I supposed to be doing? Should we, like,
yeah, shelter in place, something like that.
It's like fallout or something?
Yeah. That's an actual emergency. That's an actual
emergency. Is Crater Lake going to blow again? They just haven't told us. That would be an emergency.
That would be an emergency.
Is there going to be like some flash flood that they haven't told us about?
Right, some tsunami that has like, you know, 3 mile high waves.
Oh, also, did you know that those heavy rains that we had this last week?
Right.
Here in southern Oregon? That was remnants of that...
Hurricane?
That hurricane that came out of nowhere.
Right.
You know, like Hillary Clinton. I mean, Hurricane Hillary?
Right.
Clinton? Anyway, just came out of nowhere.
Right.
Tried to kill a bunch of people.
Oh, like Hillary.
Yeah, I mean... What?
So, back to this. What's this? All right, so let's read into this. Here's a staff measure summary.
Yes.
All right. What kind of revenue impact statement is there?
Isn't it this one?
No. This is the actual... The
oh, this is the actual bill. Yeah, okay.
This is the actual bill. Let's read this.
Yeah. Summary. The following summary is not prepared by the sponsors of the measure and is not a part of the body thereof, subject to consideration by the legislature or legislative assembly. It is an editor's brief statement of the essential features of the measure introduced. A bill for an act relating to the state financial administration and declaring an emergency. Be it enacted by the people of the state of Oregon. I didn't enact this.
I did not enact this. I did not vote for a state of emergency. Or declaring an emergency.
Are we going to get the chance to vote on this? Or is this just going to be one of those things the legislature just passes? You know what I'm saying?
Do the read aloud on this. And we'll let the viewers decide what they...
Okay, so we're going to do this read aloud thing. If you guys don't like the read aloud, let us know in the comments, and we will continue to read it ourselves.
But
I personally, I don't always like the read aloud. Right. I like to read it myself. And this is, you know, no offense to anyone. Even when I'm watching a video on YouTube and they're reading... Say I'm watching Tim Pool or something.
Right.
You know, and he's reading off of this article. I will listen to him, but I will also pause it and read it myself.
Right.
So, but let us know, do you guys prefer us to read it or the computer to read it? Sometimes it's more confusing to people with the computer because it's that very monotone.
Right. Sort of like me.
Worse than you.
Worse than me. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. No.
That's bad.
All right, here we go.
Section 1. In addition to and not in lieu of any other appropriation, there is appropriated to the Emergency Board, for the biennium beginning July 1, 2023, out of the General Fund, the amount of $50 million for the purposes for which the Emergency Board lawfully may allocate funds. Section 2. 1. In addition to and not in lieu of any other appropriation, there is appropriated to the Emergency Board, for the biennium beginning July 1, 2023, out of the General Fund, the amount of $320 million to be allocated to state agencies for state employee compensation changes. 2. If any of the monies appropriated by subsection 1 of this section are not allocated by the Emergency Board prior to December 1, 2024, the monies remaining on that date become available for any purpose for which the Emergency Board lawfully may allocate funds.
Alright, so the last section, section 2.
Let's pause for a second.
Or section,
that word.
Yeah, subsection 2, yeah.
You brought this up to me earlier. How right. often they've been using that word lawfully.
Oh, lawfully, yes. Yes.
Who's passing all these laws?
Yeah, who's the one that decides that it's lawful? Are they deciding that it's lawful? You know, because
there's a lot of things that they do that are lawful.
That they claim to be lawful, but it's totally illegal. Declaring an emergency when there is none.
Even if it is.
That should be illegal.
Legal? Who made it legal? Because we look at what's happening and we're going, whoa, what?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
How can they be allowed to do that? Oh, this was America.
Right. I think I'm going to look into that because if you incite a riot, get, in other words, make a whole group of people fearful for one reason or another, that could be inciting a riot.
Mm-hmm.
And if declaring an emergency when there is none, why isn't that the same thing as inciting a riot?
Yeah.
Making people fearful over something.
That isn't there. That isn't necessarily... That isn't
necessary.
Yeah. Okay, but I want to go over this.
So what they're saying is they're taking from the general fund and they're giving it to their... $50 million.
to the emergency board. I don't even know what the emergency board is, really. Oh,
they're the ones that handle all their emergencies.
Of course they are. But, like, who bloody gave them a job?
Right. I can see if there is an actual emergency. Someone scoffing at a DEI.
Who's paying them?
Regulation and employment.
You.
Does not You're paying them. Yeah.
I'm paying them. And if you and I didn't vote to pay them, why are we paying them?
Exactly.
Who voted these people in?
Who hired them? Oh, that's right. They were hired after bills like this were passed.
Mm-hmm.
That's where
you And then whoever's in charge is like, well, I'm going to cherry pick whatever persons I want to be on said emergency board.
Right.
So that they will do my bidding when I declare emergencies.
Yeah.
That aren't real emergencies.
We still don't know what the emergency is. I
still don't know what that is.
No, let's see.
Okay.
So.
Okay, in addition and not in lieu of any other appropriation. Okay, so the emergency board will get biennium beginning July 1st, which has already passed.
Right.
The amount of $320 million.
To be allocated to state agencies per state employee. What? Compensation?
State employee compensation changes.
So, wait a minute.
So, the state employees need to be paid another...
Why is it
accumulated
just state employees?
$320 million?
Right. Why are they...
For an emergency that we still haven't figured out what it is.
Right. Why are they being compensated in the first place?
If any of those monies... that were given by Section 1 of this act that we're reading here. If any of that money is left over, the emergency board can do whatever they please with it as long as it's lawful.
Right. Lawfully may allocate those funds. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, before we became America, there was a lot of things happening that were lawful according to the monarchy.
Right. You know, like paying taxes on something without being represented. I think... I remember a ship and a whole bunch of tea.
And it wasn't just about tea.
No, it was about the taxes on the stamps.
Yes.
The stamp tax.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they took the tea that was there. And they just...
Because we were supposed to be shipping that tea.
Right.
Which we were also being taxed on.
Right.
We were being taxed so that they could get product.
Yeah. Let's see if this makes sense here. We was being taxed to plant and grow the tea.
That King George ordered us to grow.
Right. He taxed us on that.
And that his father prior to him had ordered us to grow.
Right.
Tea,
they
tobacco,
taxed us for transporting
hemp,
it.
By the way.
They taxed us to transport it.
Mm-hmm. They tax us to grow it, to plant it, to ship it.
Yep. I wonder why we are so upset.
And we're already paying our own everything to grow, to plant, to ship.
Yeah.
And now we have to pay a tax on it too? No. No. Mind you, they weren't paying us anything. Because they owned us.
Right.
But we had to pay a tax on that.
Right.
So we're getting less than nothing in return. Mm-hmm. Except for grievances from the government.
Yeah.
But it was lawful, you guys.
It was lawful.
It was lawful according to the monarchy in England at the time. To do such things. So, keep that in mind when it says the emergency board can do blah, 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 whatever they want, as long as it's lawful.
Who decides that it's lawful?
It's supposed to be us.
Supposed to be us.
Supposed to be. But if none of us know what's going on and we don't know what
all
what pertains as lawful,
right?
Then how can we know that we're okay with that?
Exactly.
So they don't give us any specifics as to what lawful is either. Right. We have to go look that up for ourselves and blah, 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 blah.
Now, okay. This was all this, you know, this whole House bill and everything else was actually contested by
one person,
and I'm kind of disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really disappointed
because it wasn't so much a contesting to the you know, what is actually in
instead,
what it yeah
what
is
it entails.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say. What it entails, it's not actually contesting to that. No. It was contesting to how it was presented and written.
And how it was voted upon.
Which is, okay, that's understandable.
That's understandable.
But that was the only thing you contested about this whole thing?
Yeah, dude, someone's not paying attention.
Or, you know, you're benefiting from whatever emergency we haven't been informed of yet.
Yeah. So.
So I just want to put that out there. Because, here, we'll even show you guys. Let's see, which one was it?
All right, let's see. Right here.
This was it.
This is it right here. This is where Tim Knopf actually says, please accept this vote explanation for Senate Bill 5506 to become a permanent entry in the journal.
In attempt to comply with Senate Rule 13.02, Oregon Senate, Oregon Statute ORS 171.134, and Legislative Council's Form and Style Manual, I am submitting the following revised measure summary. The bill provides general fund to the emergency board to distribute as needed over the next 2 years. The bill adjusts all state agency budgets due to changes in statewide costs. There are also funds for other organizations in the state and for other agency costs for the next 2 years. Senate President Robert Wagner has also submitted this redrafted summary in the form of the third reading measure digest as a floor letter in an attempt to comply with Senate Rule 1302, Oregon Statute RS 171134, and Legislative Council's Form and Style Manual.
No.
Additionally, this revised summary has been read on the record by the bill carrier.
Now, for those out there that might think, oh, okay, well, he's doing a lot of, you know, complaining here. He's, you know, disagreeing with this a lot, you know. He's put out all these measures and everything else. Let's take a look at 1302, what it actually says. Yeah. There's 1302.
There it is.
1301.
There it is.
1302, measure summary.
No measure shall be accepted by the Secretary of Senate for introduction without an impartial summary of the measure's content, describing new law and changes in existing law proposed by the measure. Any measure presented to the Secretary of the Senate that does not comply with this requirement shall be returned to the member or committee that presented it.
So, in other words, he says, all right, well, I don't think you filed this right. You didn't go through the proper channels.
Yeah.
it's not worded right, I don't think. All right, so let's take a look at what else he had to say. And he said, Oregon Regulatory Statute 171.134. And let's take a look at that. Oh, here it is right here, 171. Readability test for legislative digests and summaries. He's not contesting anything. He was concerned
with the technicalities wording. And the wording of it.
Yeah.
But he's not actually contesting anything in the bill.
Right.
So, he didn't even say, what is the emergency?
Right.
Like, that would have been my main thing.
Yeah, what's the emergency?
I think it should be stated in this bill as right. to what emergency it is that is that we're dealing with here.
Yeah. And I tell you what, the emergency does come over the emergency broadcast system. It's not an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at the revenue impact proposed by,
SB 5506.
Yeah, bill number. All right.
And actually, measure, hold on real quick. Let's go back. Where did it go? Okay, I can't figure out where we put it now, but 5506 is basically another part of this HB 2005. We found it a link for it in here.
Yeah, somewhere. Well, it was referenced and right up here.
It was
referenced. House Bill 2005 and Senate Bill down here. Senate Bill or House Bill 5506.
There it is. See, I knew it was referenced in here somewhere. So, in case everybody was wondering where we got this one.
Yeah.
Like, we're not trying to conglomerate a bunch of junk together and make you guys think, you know,
right.
whatever narrative that we want you to think. We're just showing you the facts.
Right.
Okay? This is what is being proposed.
And this is
all together.
336, isn't it? This one.
This one is 5506. Senate right. Bill.
Yeah, but where are you? Is that where you're at right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, 5506. So, in other words, they're just taking money out of the general fund, putting it into the emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
For what? But they're going to declare an emergency.
But they still haven't told us what that emergency is.
No. But they're going to put all this money over there.
Appropriates monies from general fund to emergency board for allocations during biennium.
Yeah. So in other words, the emergency fund, I guess, isn't enough. So they're just taking from the general fund.
And this gives them...
Well,
this allows them to take
right.
said amount from the general fund
right.
every 2 years.
Well, if the emergency board needed that extra money, let's see, how much is it? 50 million plus 320 million. That's 370 million. If they needed it, and on top of that, whatever else they want to take after the fact. So $370 million. Why didn't they just budget for it?
They can basically do whatever they want with.
Right. And so far, the only thing we found is that it's going to hire two people.
Yeah. Where is all the rest of that money going?
That's what I want to know.
And why are these people being paid so much to do what?
Yeah.
Like, we don't even really know exactly what their jobs are.
What's their duties?
Yeah.
What's their title? What's their duties? I want to know who these people are. I want to get to know them. If they're working for the government, that makes them a public employee, and I have the right to look at all their records. See if they have any strikes on them, if they've been fired before, any kind of...
Okay, where was that one, though?
Which one?
Staff summary.
about the teachers?
Yeah. We had it over here somewhere.
Oh, go back. No, go back the other way. 40. Yeah, right here. Go ahead, highlight all of it. And let the computer read it. But if you notice, the measure has no revenue impact. So let's take a look at it.
The measure has no revenue impact. It adjusts the composition of the state school fund, SSF, for the 2023-25 school years, but leaves unchanged the total SSF funding level at $10.2 billion. The measure increases the general fund appropriation to the SSF by $42.4 million and reduces the lottery revenue expenditure limitation by the same amount. The net impact of these changes is to maintain the 2023-25 SSF funding level at $10.2 billion.
So what they're saying is they want to maintain that level at $10.2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Billion dollars. And so what's going to happen with these teachers? This is, you know, for the state school fund. What's going to happen to teachers over that time? Cost of living is going to go up. Prices for everything mm-hmm. else is going to go up, but they're going to have the same budget to work with.
Yep.
Doesn't make much sense. Because what's going to happen is they're either going to lose teachers, educators.
So less teachers per student.
Yep.
Which we already know that we don't have enough teachers per students.
As is. So less teachers per student.
So... It's interesting too how they put all this stuff together as if it has anything to do with each other.
Right. And it doesn't.
Like, how did we get from talking about undetectable firearms and some emergency that they still haven't explained to talking about the schools?
Right.
And the budget of the teachers and
right.
But this is what they do, you guys. They put all this weird little junk into their bills and whatnot. So yeah. It makes it hard to follow.
I'm gonna try to explain it to you as best I can, people. You ever see a magician? You ever go see a magic show? Something like that there? The magician always works off of misdirection.
Yep.
He wants you to focus on one hand while the other hand's busy doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's so, the way politics is working here, right now. And instead of using their hands,
they're wanting you to focus on these scary ghost guns, right?
Right.
These scary undetectable firearms.
Right.
That's what this bill is all about. But hidden in that bill,
right,
is
the state
this school stuff bond. Here.
And this
keeping
stuff
the
right
teachers
here.
At a level income.
Right.
It's not going to rise,
no,
even though prices of everything, housing,
cost
food,
of living
and teachers food. Have to pay for the majority of their school own. Supplies.
Yeah.
If their students need stuff,
the teachers
provide it.
Yeah.
All of the entertainment, whatever, the teachers, the games for your little kids that they're
right.
playing in the classroom, any, you know, projects that is going on, say,
right.
you know, you've got a junior high math teacher even, and he wants to give the kids this fun project of building bridges out of their toothpicks.
Right.
He has to provide the toothpicks. He has to provide the glue.
Right.
The cardboard that they're going to be building on, whatever the case may be. He has to provide all of that stuff or tell his students to provide it.
Yep. This is off of the budget.
It's not coming out of the state budget.
No.
Why does the state get this much money when the students... The teachers and the parents have to pay for all this stuff themselves.
Right. Doesn't make sense.
So, with some of this stuff being talked about right now, I am going to bring up Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek. It's Vivek Ramaswamy. There's a lot of rumors going around about him right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... I think we all need to get together and do our own research on not only him, but other people running.
Right.
Whether it's local or otherwise. Because we need to know who these people are.
Yeah.
Because Vivek says a lot of things that speak to people of my generation.
Right.
And he said something that really, you know, it really got to me in a positive way. Mm-hmm. Homeschool on steroids.
Yeah.
Home education.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't even realize this, that there is a set amount of money that goes to your public schools.
Yep.
And to your private schools.
Mm-hmm.
Per student.
Yeah.
The public schools are getting an enormous amount of money.
Yeah.
Per student.
If they have 300 but students, they,
neither your student
they have a budget
nor their parents are ever going to see that money.
Right.
And if that much money is going per student, why are the students having to pay for all these supplies? Why are the teachers parents? Having to pay for all these supplies? Why are the parents having to supply all these supplies?
Yeah.
That money should be
there.
Providing that.
Yes, exactly.
Anytime the teachers need supplies for the students, it should be coming out of that money. So where is that money going? And what Vivek was talking about was that set amount of money, it's not going to go to the schools anymore. It's going to the student.
Right.
To that student. There will be, like he was talking about, like there should be sort of a, I don't know what you would call it, but like, in a sense, an account.
Right.
For each student. So when that student needs supplies, they need funding for a certain school that they want to go to. Say your kid wants to go to a private school.
Right.
That funding is there for them to go to whatever school they want.
Right.
You want to home educate your kid? That money is there so that you can have all the books,
right,
pencils, everything, paper, everything that they're going to need to be schooled at home.
Right.
And so that they can learn what they want to.
Yeah.
I am all for something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. It is none of the state's business when, how, where, or even what I am educating my children on.
Right.
It is not their business at all whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. Okay?
It's not. Just like it's none of their business to be taking our money and putting it toward emergencies that they won't tell us what they are.
Yeah. What's the emergency? I still don't know.
And what does my kids' schooling and their teachers' pay have to do with ghost guns?
Yeah. Doesn't make sense. So they're trying to restrict Second Amendment rights again.
Again.
They're trying to restrict that again, and they're trying to prevent teachers or educators from having a living, an actual living, mm-hmm. life.
Yep.
Not cool. Not cool.
So, we've ranted about this enough, but we want to know what you guys think. We want to know what your questions are. And any information that you have, please link it below, comment section.
Do your own research. We did. We did a lot of research today before even coming on air. And we, you know.
We still have questions that aren't answered. We still have a lot
of questions. What's the emergency? With that, don't believe the nonsense, and what do you say?
Stay uncommon.